Okay, just to brief you that we met last, remember? We were implementing the new, we briefed you that we implementing the new system whereby we have, just to recapitulate, we put into three packages, 1, 2, 3.
I think you need to repeat that. The things we don't know about.
Because some, I see new people.
People are very familiar.
All very familiar. Okay.
So I think we should address very quickly.
Okay, okay.
Where we were at the last meeting. At the last meeting, we were very clear. You said that, you know, you have set up a new system. You say you're going to strengthen your enforcement. And you said you have a system to make sure that it works. And I think at this point here, you know, it will be most useful for us to know why the plans that you made didn't work.
Okay, right. Okay, alright. So we will start from there. Okay. Then we have actually rearranged the traffic, public bus transport routes, and then the system whereby the minibuses and the stage buses, they do not compete. And we have got back to the three operators, the original operators. That number one is Hin KTN in package one. Second package is the Milan. The third, Transit Link, Ai Tam Road. The third package is the Jelutong Road, the Milan.
Okay?
They are already there. I mean, we have rearranged them.
You changed the routes, is it?
No. I mean,
The routes are the same.
The routes. Hin KTN was the same as its original route.
Yes.
Milan, we have actually, they have many routes, but we have actually get them to operate.
No, we are asking whether the routes that you gave us are the same routes.
No, yes, the same.
So there's no change.
No change. But those routes, they were complemented by the minibuses. So after we have gone through that for 1 month, we wanted to ensure that they follow our instructions and conditions of the permit, whereby we say that you must have a driver of permanent salary, not less than 1,005, the all that. After that, we still observe very closely with your feedback. Thank you very much. And then we were on the ground. We observed very closely. We saw that bus still waiting at places, like especially in Komta and in the Welki. We were not very sure, and we thought that if they were on salary, the bus driver on salary, they should not wait at all. And we said you must give ticket to the passengers, you know. And we still, they give, but we still have a lot of complaints that they didn't give to all. And we have actually, we have dummy passengers in also. And they told us that they didn't, many they didn't give. And they got the feedback from some of the conductors that all these are just eyewash. So after that we call them, we have meeting with them, you know, with the bus operators very regularly. And they told us, they asked us to give them time, Until one day I really confronted, said, you tell us what has gone wrong. You know what has gone wrong. You told us that you are using permanent drivers, you are using permanent conductors, you are giving tickets. Why we are still getting so many complaints?
When was that meeting? The meeting where you gave them the ultimatum?
Oh, that's about a month ago.
One month ago.
So, after that, then I said that what has gone wrong? So they told me that actually they wanted to follow all our conditions. But what happened was these drivers and the conductors, they were the people who were dealing with the cash, you know, in the they are the people who were in the front line dealing with cash. And they insist that they must issue tickets and all that. They came back, only 200 ringgit, only 150 ringgit according to the ticket issue. Yeah. So he said, I cannot send a conductor to every bus following. Even if I send the conductor, then what will happen is he may probably the conductor also will follow, you know. No, no, you listen to me first.
I don't think
so,
we want to listen to these excuses, you know. I mean,
I'm not
we want to know what is being done to address these issues.
Okay, okay, okay. Huh? I'm just telling you, lah. Just telling you, you must.
To this.
Okay. Then after that, they told us that. Then I said that you are still go back to pajak system, lah. Yeah, I said you are saying lah.
That's right.
I'm not saying that you're still go back to pajak system, lah. So you're smiling. Smiling, like I said, actually he can't help it, you know, huh? Otherwise they won't bring in the money for him. So what they were forced to do was, people come and collect the bus, and easier thing is, okay, this route they have roughly know how much, then for every day they will just collect from you 500 or 300. At least he get the money. If you use ticket, then he can't even get even the basic. So that was the complaint from the operator. So after listening to that, I said, I told my people also that there is no point pursuing this already with the private operators, where they own buses, where they operate the routings and all that as well. So in the meantime, we were actually informed quite firmly that the federal government will come out to give the loans to the state government to buy buses for the public transport. So with that in mind, we were actually, with your view as well, we were actually had a lot series of meetings. At the meantime, I had told with no uncertain terms to this bus operator, you please run to the best of your ability. If you are going to play any hanky-panky or funny business, then we'll have to actually deal with this very seriously, you know. Huh? But at the meantime, we may be getting some loans from the federal government. We may have to buy the buses, we keep the buses, and then we may find people to operate on the government's behalf. Alright? And in that case, we have to actually withdraw all your licenses. But if you actually cooperate with us, because as you know, public transport is not something you want to withdraw, you just withdraw, you know. It has to go on even in the worst condition, you know. So I told them, you better cooperate and run the service to the best of your ability. And then, at the meantime, after we buy the buses, and if we want to tender out for operators to operate on the government's behalf, if you cooperate with us, then we can also consider you when you come in and tender, and if you actually fulfill the conditions and we feel that you are capable and within our specifications, then we can consider you. But you better do it well. I just told them to hold them at a certain bay first. Then, at the meantime, we are working very closely and have a lot of meetings to see how are we going to acquire new buses. But our concept is, we can use the money to buy the buses under a government agency. Under government, whether it is under a state incorporated companies or under the council, where we can buy these buses and own the buses. And then we are thinking of appointing operators to operate these buses according to the packages. I mean, package 1, package 2, package 3. So that different operators will operate these packages, so that we are not held in ransom by any operators. Then the tender will be appointed. These operators will be appointed by the council or the company set under the state government to appoint these operators. So that
by
we
tender, by tender, by open tender.
Yeah, lah, by tender. Not we cannot. We have discussed. We probably cannot go by open tender. We go by restricted tender. It's called a restricted tender, whereby you pre-queue first. You can pre-queue first. Pre-queue meaning people with experience, people with a lot of track records. Then they can come in. Not any Tom, Dick and Harry
can come in.
But
they can be made public. It means the people
Yes. This one.
We request that you be transparent.
So.
The question is here. When you announce the scheme, one of the conditions was that the CBLB was going to divest its powers to the state.
No, I announced it by saying at one of the meetings with CBLB, I said that we are requesting.
No, I think you told us firmly that the powers are going to be divested to the state.
No. I said that we are in a meeting. We are requesting that the CBLB will delegate the power to the state. They are looking into the legal provisions, and you found out for me the legal provisions
that
is possible.
No,
wait lah. So I have actually working out. I'm going through with JPJ and CBLB. Both are giving conflicting opinions about who can delegate this power. You know, who can delegate this power? So they are working with it. They are working out that one. So that is another issue, lah.
The reason I ask is, no scheme that you propose is going to work unless the power is divested to the state, and the state uses the power to good effect.
That's right.
While we are waiting for that, that's how we are.
After the failure of the present system is that there's a lot of talk. But no actual action. I'm sorry to say, but
CBLB won't even come for this meeting.
I think that one is the whole this one. So what I'm telling you is...
I think we also must emphasize the fact that, you know, this failure of the CBLB has gone on for 10 years. It's not only gone on for 10 years, the CBLB itself has made statements to admit their own failure for 10 years. So I think the question of the delegation of powers probably must have been discussed for a long time. So any delays, you know, in this this delegation of powers, I think is purely poppycock. There is really no legal obstacle at all, and we can get, you know, legal authorities to look at the act. It is so clear.
What is the problem?
No need for any discussion at all.
If they don't want to exercise the power they already have, what is the problem in delegating the power to the state? Why go and study all when it's very clear there is no legal
application? I think it is not a question of they don't want to exercise. You know, I think the questions of sort of manpower, and they have to do all the... I'm telling you, it is not only in LPKP, but in many, many other enforcement agencies, they are also facing with this problem. I tell you, police, are they not saying that they are short of manpower?
I'm not looking at all the failures of government and saying therefore this
okay.
Institution can.
I'm not saying that it's okay. And what I'm saying that delegation of power we are pursuing.
I think it is time that the CBLB come here and answer to us.
Yeah.
I don't think we talk about these guys who have all these problems.
CBLB has not refused us. They are taking time to study. Everything we propose to them, they
have to come and answer it.
But how many years did they plan to keep studying until 2020?
When was the delegation of power? Were you in this meeting previously?
No, that's not relevant.
You are telling about years they are trying to delegate powers. No, the delegation of powers was brought up by your man.
No, that one is this one.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
I brought the 5 years.
You brought up the act to us just
More than
the, no, the legal provision mentioned.
Why just recently only the SP?
You know, when did you bring up?
Doesn't matter. I tell you, the CVLB was under somebody by the name of Raja Ahmad, right? Huh? Raja Ahmad. Raja Ahmad, he doesn't know anything. Sorry to say, huh?
Obviously, in the results, he doesn't know anything.
I must say that I tried to make appointment with him. You all know. I keep you all informed. I tried to make appointment with him. I couldn't get an appointment. And ultimately, when I got appointment with him, he talked to me nothing about public transport or something else. Everything else except public transport. Okay. When Raja Ahmad was no more, then the next one was who's? Baharu. The next one was Baharu. Baharu had just taken over, I think, more than 2 years. More than 2 years. Just slightly over 2 years. The moment he took over, that is under Khalid's time. Before Khalid's time was Mustafa. Was Mustafa. So Mustafa somehow, you know, also didn't do very much. Then Khalid, the moment he took up, then I asked for an appointment with him. Then we proposed these three packages to him. So he has asked at the meantime Baharum to go and study. And then we make appointments to see him and a lot of contacts, so that a lot of also pressure. So that, but he came to us. He set up this Northern Region MPKP committee where a local man was appointed to look into that, Shahidan to look into it. I think this is definitely one very big step forward. One very big step forward compared to last time. And I can tell you, the with this exercise of going to restructure the routings and schedules and all the system, without the 100% involvement of every department, namely with state government, LPKP, JPJ, police and all that, I don't think it can work. I don't think it will work. I don't think, or even, or NGOs or all that, I don't think it can work. I think we have to get everybody understand the problem, and whatever resources we have in hand, whatever money, whatever we have in hand, power we have, then only we can move forward. This is something, as you know, that this is one service where you can't stop even for about 1 day. You stop for 1 day,
Balai Pulau service stop for 1 year. The bus service is Balai Pulau.
I mean a route like that you can, but if it is for the main route, if you were to stop for 1 day, there will be an uprise. There will be an uprise. So
you are saying that the CVLB has no power. You also admitted that a bus operator has said to you that they cannot run in normal, they must have major system, which is a breach of the law.
Yes, yes.
Now, shouldn't you say that you made an example of one operator? That will bring that grass to you.
Yeah.
Screw him!
So, after that?
You have to set up a system where you can, you have a standby. When you have the buses, you can have a standby system to cover.
Who's going to have the buses? Huh? Who's going to have the buses?
You see, it's precisely this. The operators know this. They know they're indispensable.
No.
Yes, and as long as an operator feels indispensable, he will hold the state government and the people of Penang hostage. He will hold them.
That is why we are introducing the package system. So that if one operator fails to perform, we can replace him with another.
So why are we not replacing him, Rajan?
We want to introduce this package system. The thing is, we are still not into the tender system. Okay. The tender system where we can terminate one person just like that and put in another person. We are not in that stage yet. Although we are trying to work out we are trying to work towards, that system.
But the failure of these operators has been so obvious.
I think there's no point going back to say that. Well, I know it's a failure, but at least we have succeeded in ensuring that the minibuses go off first. I think that for that part, okay. I think we have get rid of almost all, at least two, otherwise you think so easy, it's not easy,
But they're in Batu as well.
Yeah.
whatever it is now, so but they have a few
only roots in Batu. Eight buses.
They have a few roots in Batu. But on the island, at least we get rid of it first. And then, now I'm telling you, I'm admitting to you that they have not performed. They have not, as expected, performed. And we also, from the very beginning, we also had our reservation. It's not that we are without our reservation. We have our reservations that they may not. They may not. So they have proved, and I, through all this process, I have got a very good case to tell anybody that it won't work. You ask anybody, the existing operators, it won't work. So the condition is like that. So I think we have actually got a very big breakthrough. And now we are in the whole process of planning how to buy buses, to own buses and appoint operators.
The key issue is still, do you have the powers? If you don't have the
if we own buses and we appoint the operators through a tender system, there will be conditions mentioned. You must you apply the routes we want. You apply according to schedule.
You have no power.
No. You listen up. So these people is just an operator on my behalf. You know, on my behalf, on the council, state government's behalf. You know, and then we are planning to install the GMS. GPS system, general medical. So GPS system. Okay, we're going to fix all this system so that we know exactly where they are supposed to and how many times they're supposed to, and we can do the sacking if they don't follow the boss.
You must have the power.
No, because we engage them. The council engage them.
You can only engage them if you have the power from CVLB to license them. No. They have the license from CVLB, right?
The bus belongs to us, and we are going to talk to CVLB to issue the permit now to the local authority. That is not delegation of power. That means we are going to ask the CVLB to issue the permit instead of to the operator. The owner must own the permit. Once the owner owns the permit and the bus, then we appoint the operators. Then the boss, which in this case is the owner of the bus and permit, we have the power to sack whoever we want to sack if they don't follow of our conditions.
Okay, in other words, it means when you hold the licenses, the appointment of the operators is no longer under the control of CVLB. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or that's very important.
The operator of the... They are just our operator on our behalf.
You are the permit holder.
Yes.
Dr. Kanami, this point.
This is a concept which I'm going to put forward.
Dr. Kanami, this point. I think the new idea is very good. And I think I congratulate you for getting so much money.
Wait. I haven't got this true, I'm going to get it. I haven't got this true.
But I want to start another caution. I think they tried various methods of running a public service, transport service in Kuala Lumpur, and they all failed. What I'm trying to say is that running a bus service is a lot more complicated than people think. And I would urge you to think very, very carefully before you do any planning. Because let us put the whole thing right for the next generation.
Yes.
Because I actually have a lot of experience running not bus companies, but lorries. I had a fleet of 20 lorries once. Not mine, I've learned something else. And believe me, the things can go wrong. I could sit here the whole night telling you what the drivers can do, what the service mechanic can do, what they can do.
This is exactly what it is.
One more point. I would urge you very carefully, before you make the first move, appoint a competent consultant with experience in running a public transport service to the proper selling for you. It costs you money, but it's money well spent. Really, I would beg you to do that. because otherwise it's,
money down the drain.
You work for 3 or 4 years,
then you'll
go wrong.